Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Dusty and Frank bringing us back, that little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Borg's here. Tom's our guest, longtime brain trust member, president of Tom Borg Consulting, author of Making Service Count. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about how would you know. How do you know that you're getting the truth, and how would you know if you're getting the truth, and why should you care? You got a Hollywood story to tell us, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, that was the one there about Sam Goldwyn there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's – mm-hmm. So people – you tell your people – I've got – first, it first sounds like this, doesn't it? Yeah, I have an open-door policy. Isn't that the first thing you say?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can always come in here and tell me whatever you want to tell me. But then you got to go the next step. But you can always tell me the truth. And how do you make sure that you break through that veil?
Yes. Well, let me just hitchhike on what you just said there, Jim, about the open door policy. A lot of companies, a lot of business owners say they have an open door policy, but no one uses it. You know what I mean? And they're kind of like out of touch. They don't understand that there's a reason, or three reasons I've come up with here, the why they don't use it. But let me share some of those first. So first and foremost, people are afraid of criticism. They feel if they're going to tell you something that you don't want to hear, they're going to be criticized. And they usually are in one way or the other, either from you or from their peers who didn't want that brought up. So first fear they've got is fear of being criticized. Second is fear of retaliation. They don't want to be retaliated against. You know, you're bringing me this bad news. Well, you've got to be part of the problem. So people don't want to have that fear that they have to deal with, where people are, their president or owner is going to come back at them. And then the last one, which is most obvious, is they want to keep their job. You know? It's just they don't want to make waves like that because they'd rather go along, right, as the saying goes, than try to bring something up that's going to create some issues.
Mm-hmm. And so a fear of criticism. The second, remind us what the second one was.
Fear of retaliation.
Retaliation. And then they want to keep their job.
Sure.
So how do we solve that? How do we respond to that? If we know that in advance, if we know that people coming to us, if we walk back to the warehouse and and we can't seem to get things out, and we want to talk to the warehouse manager or the shipping manager or whatever, how do we make sure that we ask them questions or they give us answers that avoid these things?
Well, I think it's a matter of creating the right kind of culture there, making it clear to your people that you want them to feel safe in expressing their ideas and suggestions in one-on-one situations with you and in front of the group or the rest of the team when they're having your regular meeting. So making it clear that and communicating this often to your team, saying, listen, we want people to come up, tell us what's wrong, and give us some kind of idea of how we can fix it. Just don't leave us there with the problem. But be thinking about how you can correct this situation. But bring these ideas up, bring these concerns up, and do it with me one-on-one, do it in group meetings. And then here's the key, the second part of this, you've got to encourage this kind of dissent and then blend in. So when they bring up the topic or they bring up the issue, just encourage them to continue to talk and then just listen and then let other people comment if they're interested in commenting at that point.
Right.
But then you just encourage the dissent, blend in. So let's let them know by your presence and your positive body language, and that's a big part, your positive body language, that you approve of these dissident ideas.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things, correct me if I'm wrong on this, some things you want to have in a group. You want people to share things with each other. And sometimes, and what I've seen is after the group meeting, you realize that somebody knows something that they're not saying, a specific person, and you go talk to them individually, right? Because you say, okay, I'd like to know more from you. and they might be more likely to open up, because you and I both know there are people who are, they're like the, remember the old E.F. Hutton commercial? You know, when E.F. Hutton people speaks, people listen. The you have the E.F. Huttons that everybody knows they're really smart, but they don't ever say anything in a meeting.
That's right.
And it's not because they just don't want to open up in a group, but they might open up to you, and you even have to set the table for them to do that, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely do. I was at a company a couple of weeks back, a large automotive supplier here in Michigan, and I had a team of their HR people around me. They were discussing the issues they had with motivation and the culture, and that the president of the company has this open door policy, and he just invites people to come in. Well, unfortunately, this president is out of the loop because no one goes into his office, no one tells him anything, and yet he thinks everything is just fine with the workforce. We're walking around this campus of this automotive supplier. I just tell people we're not happy. You know how people hang their heads? They walk from one to the rest. That was a sad situation. So what we're saying there is you really need to be in touch with what people are feeling and sensing. And if you don't have this open communication, you're going to be out of the loop as far as what's really going on in your own business.
Well, and see, the thing is, the labor market is so tight right now. You're not going to finding another person, finding replacement people is pretty hard to find. You need to get the most out of everybody you got right now with you, right? I mean, because you might need another person that you might not even be able to find. You're asking your current people a lot from them. So they need to be really highly motivated. When we come back, we're going to get Tom to give us some more ideas on how to get people to open up to you. And I've even got one or two ideas. I know you're going to be surprised to learn. Quick break. Tom, I need your website, please.
Sure. That's www.tomborg.com.
All right. So check it out. There's a book there. Can they find the book there?
Yes, they can. Right at in my store.
All right. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.